Four more players have put their fate in the hands of this compelling contraption. Will she reward any of them with a jackpot win today? Let's find out on Tipping Point. Hello and welcome to Tipping Point. Let's meet the four players, all hoping to win thousands today.
I'm Dave. I'm a publisher from West Sussex.
I'm Janine. I'm a paediatric nurse from Worcester.
I'm James, a sociology student from Tyne and Wear.
I'm Flo. I'm an office administrator from Brighton.
Good luck to all of you. Let's play Tipping Points. So, in round one, you each start with three counters. Questions are on the buzzer. If you buzz in and give me a correct answer, you have a choice to make. You can either choose to play one of your counters into the machine, or if you think the machine's not quite ready to pay out yet, you can get one of your opponents to play one of theirs instead. Now, then, most of the counters you get out of the machine will be worth £50 to your score. That includes our mystery counters, which, of course, come with a bonus prize. But also nestled in our machine, we have two double counters. If one of those falls for you, it doubles the entire value of your drop. As always, the person in last place will be eliminated from the game. They'll be leaving at the end of this round with absolutely nothing. So keep your eyes on the double counters because they could make all the difference. Everybody ready? Hands on your buzzers. Here comes your first question. The name of which planet in our solar system begins with the letter J? James.
Jupiter.
It is Jupiter. Yes, James. Bang on. Right, would you like to play or pass?
Doesn't quite look ready yet. I'm going to pass the floor, please.
OK, here we go, Flo. Where are you going to go?
I would like drop zone one, please, Ben.
OK, light up drop zone one for Flo, please. Here we go, Flo. What do you reckon? Do you like that one, Flo?
Oh, I do like that one. Go on, push, push. Yay!
Yes.
Come to mama.
Oh, ooh, nice. So every reason to like it, Flo. Well done. Four across the tipping point. £200 right there with your first drop. Let's take it from the machine and put it straight into your bank. That gives you £200 and two counters left to play. James, very generous of you. Well done. So, next question for everybody. The titles International Master or Grand Master are most commonly associated, Dave.
Chess.
With players of which board game? It is chess, Dave. Yep. Would you like to play or would you like to pass?
I think I'll have a go, please.
Yep. Where are you going to play?
And I'll play. I'll go drop zone four, please.
Light up drop zone four for Dave, please. So let's see if you can catch Flo. She's got £200.
That did come down quick.
Did come down quick. You're right, Flo. And we've got some over there. What about the tipping point? Let's see if we can get you some money, Dave.
Oh! Oh, right on the edge.
On the edge, but they're not going to drop, I'm afraid. Dave, they're staying right where they are. Got nothing in the bank. Got two counters left. Next question. Cuppa is a slang term. James.
Tea.
For a cup of which hot beverage? It is tea, James. Now then, would you like to play this time or are you going to pass again?
I'll play this time.
Where are you going to go?
I'll go with drop zone four, please, okay. Ben.
Light up drop zone four for James. OK, your first counter in here. Let's see what you can get, James. There we go. Did you like that one?
Looking good.
Pretty
That's
happy with that one.
Looking good there, James.
Oh.
No, you're doing well.
Very well done. James, three across the tipping point, which is £150. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. That puts you on £150. You've got two counters left. Next question. Which girl's name is also the title of an 1815 novel by Jane Austen? Flo.
Emma.
Yes, it is Emma. Well done, Flo. Would you like to play or pass?
Oh, I'm going to have a play.
Oh, yeah, where are you going to play?
Oh, I'm going to go into drop zone four, please, Ben.
Fire up drop zone four for Flo, please.
Oh, nicely. Go on, baby.
Can we get
go
something
on,
over
go
that
on,
shelf?
Over. Good. Yay! Go on. Yay!
Oh, that's a lovely job. Well done, Flo.
Good.
Good girl.
Flo, five counters across the tipping point with your second drop. £250. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. So that puts you on £450. You've got one counter left to play. Next question. In which city is the Wailing Wall located? Flo.
Jerusalem.
Yes, it is Jerusalem. Now then, Flo, do you want to play again?
I'm going to pass it to Janine.
OK, Janine. Flo doesn't want to play her last counter, so you get to play your first. Where are you going to go?
Drop zone 4, please.
Light up drop zone 4 for Janine, please. There you go. Oh, about there?
That's all right.
Yes, yeah, that's what I wanted,
well, that's a good drop. You made a mistake, Flo. Should you have gone for it?
Come on.
Oh, that's a nice drop with your first counter, Janine. 4 across the tipping point, £200 with your first drop. Very nice. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. That puts you straight in second place. You've got £200 and 2 counters left to play. Next question. In the Toy Story series of films, the toy called Rex is a large green plastic, Janine.
Dinosaur?
Yes, he's a large green plastic dinosaur, Janine.
I've got 4 children, so I should know that,
shouldn't I? You should know that one, and you did. They'll be very proud of you. Janine, would you like to play or pass?
I'd like to play, please, Ben.
Where are you going
to
go?
Drop zone 1, please.
OK, let's line up drop zone 1, please. Down.
Stop.
That's OK,
yeah.
Oh,
it's not
going to... There's a couple there. Anything on the tipping point?
Yes.
Ooh. 5, Janine. Well done. 5 across the tipping point. £250. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. Draws you level with Flo on £450. You both have 1 counter left to play. Next question. What word can be used for both an imperfection in a piece of wood and a measure of nautical speed? James.
A knot.
Yes, knot is absolutely right. Would you like to play or pass?
I'll play, please, Ben.
OK, where are you going to go?
I'll go drop zone 2.
OK, line up drop zone 2 for me, please. Down. Is the double going to go for you there, James?
Oh,
3 across the tipping point, £150 right there. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. That puts you onto £300. You've got 1 counter left to play. Next question. The American daredevil who became an icon in the 1970s for his... Dave.
Evel Knievel.
For his incredible motorcycle stunts was known as Evel Knievel. You're absolutely right. Dave, well done. So, would you like to play or pass?
I'm going to play, please, Ben.
Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go drop zone 2.
OK, load up drop zone 2. I'm not sure we need an incredible stunt here, Dave.
No.
Let's just get that double over with a few others as well as possible. OK, this will get you on the board if we can get some money. Are you going to get something over that shelf, though?
Oh, yes.
You need to nudge
that
it.
That
could go. Dave!
Ew, Dave.
Not my day. Never mind.
Oh, indeed, Flo.
Oof. That's so unlucky, isn't it?
So nothing for that drop. You've got 1 counter left to play. Next question. Tim Henman is a famous British name. It's James.
Tennis.
In which sport? Yes. Just beat the others. So, James, do you want to play or pass?
I'll play, please.
OK, where are you going to go?
Yeah, I'll go drop zone 2 again, please.
Right, Ben. Up drop zone 2 for James. Can you get that double? Last counter in there, James. Oh. What do you reckon?
I'm not sure. Could go. Be generous, come on.
It's on the edge.
It's on the edge.
Oh, well done. £50 for that counter. But of course, it is a double, so let's double it up. That means it's £100 for that one, James. That's your last one in. Let's take that £100 and put it into your bank. That leaves you on £400. You have now used all 3 counters, so for the time being, you're out of the round. Next question. In the animal kingdom, a Bichon Frise, Flo.
Dog.
Is a breed of what animal? It is a dog, Flo. Now then, do you want to play or pass?
I'm going to play.
Are you? Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go to drop zone 2.
OK, load up drop zone 2, please. Down.
Get in now.
Like that one?
Yes, I do, yeah. Go on, push it. Push. Yay! Come on, baby! Woohoo!
Well done.
3 across the tipping point. That's £150. When we take it from the machine and put it into your bank, that puts you in the lead. £600, Flo. You've used all 3 counters now, though, so for the time being, you're out of the round. Next question for Janine and Dave. In the game Connect 4, the counters are red and which, Dave?
Yellow.
And which other colour? They are yellow. So, Dave, would you like to play or pass?
I'm going to play, please, Ben.
Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go drop zone 2.
Fire up drop zone 2, please. You need something here, Dave. There's a lot there.
I do indeed.
We need 8 counters to draw level with James. Oh, what do you reckon? Shift that.
Come on, at least do something for me today. Oh,
here's a
come
few.
On. Ooh, come on, off you come. Come on, boys and girls. Come on.
Ooh. Dave, that's your last counter into the machine. It's 6 across the tipping point, which is £300. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. You need Janine to get this question wrong to hopefully have something in the penalty pot to play for. Otherwise, Dave, you're going to be going home. So, Janine, it's just you left in because it's just you. You don't need to use your buzzer. You do need to give me the correct answer to this question to put it into the machine. You need to do it in the allotted time as well. Otherwise, you will be timed out. So it's worth trying to have a guess if you're not sure. Ready? OK, Janine, here comes your final question. In 1066, the Battle of Hastings was fought between an Anglo-Saxon English army and an army from what region of France?
I know this one.
Oh, you're out of time. It's the Normans from Normandy. The Normans and the Anglo-Saxons. Janine.
Sorry.
We have to steal that final counter from you. I'm afraid that goes into the pansy pot. So, a lifeline for Dave. At the end of the round, as things stand, Flo has £600, Janine has £450, James £400, Dave £300. But it's not over. There is one counter in the penalty pot up for grabs right now. I'm going to ask you all one more question. If you buzz in and give me the correct answer, you'll put this counter into the machine. If you buzz in and give me the wrong answer, you will be frozen out. So, Dave, you're in last place. This is your last chance. You need to try and give me the right answer to have a chance of going through to the next round. Good luck, everybody. Here comes your penalty pot question. Which American city is commonly known by the abbreviation NYC? Dave.
New York City.
It is New York City, yes. You've got one counter, Dave. You need two out to draw level with James. Where are you going to go?
Let's go drop zone two again, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone two, please. Just two to draw level. Three, Dave, and James is going home. It's a few gaps.
It's a bouncy one.
Really bouncy, Flo.
Mm. Have a gap there, I think.
Oh. Is it going to be flat?
Ooh,
it is flat.
Flat.
What do you reckon, James?
It's looking bad.
Can you get those two there over? You just need three to go through. Oh, James! Dave, you needed two to draw level, three to go through. That's three across the tipping point. Another £150. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. And it means that at the end of the round, Flo is leading with £600. Janine and Dave now have £450. James, I'm afraid you came very close, but with £400, that means we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thank you very much, Ben. I've had a really wonderful time.
So join us after the break to see which of today's three remaining players will win through to our head-to-head and a shot at our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a bit. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where Dave, Janine and Flo have all survived playing round two. In this round, they'll each have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. As before, any counters that come out are worth £50, with the exception, of course, of the bonus double counter. There's still one left in the machine. The player with the lowest score at the end of the round will leave the game with absolutely nothing. So, Flo, you are our leader at this stage, so it's your choice. Would you like to face the machine first, or would you like to ask Janine or Dave to go instead?
I'm gonna play.
Okay, 30 seconds for you then, Flo. Every time you give me a right answer, I'll give you another counter to put in the machine. If you don't know, just say pass and I'll move on as quickly as possible.
Okay.
30 seconds for Flo, please. Your time starts now. Chippy is an informal name for what sort
of... Carpenter.
Fish and chip shop.
Ooh.
Ruth Jones and James Corden co-wrote and starred in which BBC sitcom?
Pass.
Gavin and Stacey. Prior to becoming head of the IMF, Christine Lagarde was finance minister of which country?
France.
Correct. On a medieval suit of armour, a visor would protect what part of the
face.
Body? Correct. Which national rugby union team usually sings the hymn Bread of Heaven before matches?
Wales.
Correct. Commonly seen on postboxes, the initials ER stand for
Elizabeth Regina.
Correct. In December 2013, Britney Spears began a two-year residency at a casino venue in which US city?
Vegas.
You went really early on the Chippy question. You said Carpenter. Let me just tell you what that question was. Chippy is an informal name for what sort of eatery?
Ooh, it's fish and chip shop. And,
yes.
Yeah, one of my favourites.
Well, look, you got four correct answers, which is still a decent score. Four counters to put into the machine.
OK.
Have a good look at it. What do you reckon?
I think we're going to go drop zone one, please.
OK, let's light up drop zone one for Flo.
And I need it to go to the left, to my left.
Up to the wall.
Yeah.
Right up to the side would be nice. There we go.
Good one. Yes.
Nearly.
Yes.
Is that where you needed
it? Yep, that's fine. That'll just push that one over there. And that should push those others down. Come to me, come to me. Yay!
Oh, there you go. Five across the tipping point, which is £250. Right then, where are you going to go with your next one?
Drop zone one again, please, Ben.
Let's light up drop zone one, please.
Oh, on, in the centre, in the centre, in the centre. Centre, centre, centre. Oh, that'll do. That should just give it a nudge. Yay!
Couple
and
there.
Push, push, push. Come to me, me.
Another couple. It is another two, Flo. So another £100 goes in. The money's going up nicely, £350. And you refilled them on the tipping point as well. What do you do now?
I'm going to go to drop zone one again.
Light up drop zone one again, please.
Settle.
Well, I'll give you,
Flo.
Yes, no,
it won't win it,
Jack. Settle but stayed there, Flo. You got it down and flat, but it's not gone over that top shelf, so you've got one more counter to put in.
Drop zone one, please.
Let's stay with one again, please. Now then, Flo, can we just get that last
one? I think yes, yes.
Down
yeah,
flat.
That'll do fine.
Yeah.
That should push them. Yay! Yes.
Wow.
Yes, go on. Yay!
Oh. Flo, another seven across the tipping point, another £350. £700 you finish with. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. Your score is now £1,300. Ooh. Well done. OK, so Dave and Janine, you both have £450, but Dave, by virtue of the fact that you answered a question before Janine in the last round, that means you get to choose. Would you like to face the machine next? Or would you like to ask Janine to go?
I think I'm going to play, Ben.
You ready?
I'm ready.
30 seconds for Dave, please. Your time starts now. Porridge is usually made from water mixed with which cereal grain? Correct. Zeus was the king of the gods in which ancient civilization?
Greece.
Correct. Common salt is a compound made up of the elements sodium and which other?
Pass.
Chlorine. Sotheby's and Christie's are two
auctions.
Of the most... Correct. In Coronation Street, what is the name of the cafe owned by Roy Cropper?
Roy's Rolls.
Correct. What is the name of the green paste similar to horseradish used in Japanese cookery?
Pass.
Wasabi. Prime Instant Video is a streaming service run by which internet retailer?
Netflix.
Amazon. It is Amazon. You just went very early on the one question. Sotheby's and Christie's are two of the most famous examples of what type of business? You said auction houses. That's exactly what they were. Well done, Dave.
Thank you.
Four counters, then. Four chances.
Where are you going to start?
Right, let's light up drop zone three, please.
Light up drop zone three, please.
Settle down.
Held the scale to drop that one. Let's see if you get it flat. Yep.
You must push two of them there.
Yeah.
Not quite 17.
Okay. Where now?
Yeah, we'll go for three again, please, Ben.
Fire up drop zone three, please.
Dear.
What do you reckon to that one, Dave?
I'm not sure. We'll see what happens at land.
Oh, it's a risen one.
Oh. I don't think it's... Well, I can't say it's not my day, but... Thank you much indeed.
Nothing for that one. So where would you like to go next?
Drop zone three, please.
Light up drop zone three, please. No messing around.
Oh, that one.
Settle.
That was a supersonic one there.
That was a supersonic one, Flo.
Right.
Oh, now this could be good.
Wow. Ooh.
Have you got some finally? Yes. That's what we needed, Dave. Six across the tipping point.
Okay.
£300. Well done. You have one last counter. Where are you going to put it?
Drop zone three, please.
Load up drop zone three. Still looks very busy on the right hand side there of drop zone three.
No, go left.
Gone left again. Ooh. Oh, there's some.
I'll take two
as well.
Oh, wow.
Can't lie, I wasn't looking over there.
Came out of nowhere.
Yeah, like that.
So, Dave, seven counters across the tipping point, £350. So you go up to £650. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. That puts you on £1,100. Very good.
Thank you.
OK, Janine, your turn now. 30 seconds for Janine, please. The time starts now. When you are angry, you are said to see which primary colour?
Red.
Correct. The 2006 film Starter for 10 follows James McAvoy, Pass. University Challenge. The main branch of the Grand Union Canal starts in London and ends in which other city? Birmingham. Which large bear found in the forests of China mainly eats a diet of bamboo?
Panda.
Correct. Which former First Lady of the United States was nicknamed Jackie O?
Jackie Nassis.
Correct. On what mode of transport would you find a plimsoll line?
Pass.
A ship. The sculpture by Rodin with the French title Le Penseur translates into English The Thinker. The sculptor by Rodin with the French title Le Penseur translates into English as what? It's The Thinker. You also interrupted very early on the James McAvoy question. I'll give you the rest of that. The 2006 film Starter for 10 follows James McAvoy as he competes in which TV quiz show? Answer was University Challenge. So, three counters here, Janine. Where are you going to go?
Oh, drops on three, please, Ben.
Line up drops on three, please.
I need to go to the right.
Moved left.
Gonna
I'm not sure that's going to help you there.
No.
Oh,
it's a rider.
Risen.
Nothing for that one, Janine. Right, two to go. Where next?
Can I go to drop zone three again, please, Ben?
You can. Light up drop zone three, please.
Yeah,
that's
better.
OK.
It's on as well.
Ooh. Is it going to get them? Lovely drop.
You got a prize.
You have. Six across the tipping point for Janine. £300. And, of course, you've got the mystery prize, which is Android tablet courtesy of Finlux.
Ooh.
Well done. Well done.
Yeah.
You've got one more to put into the machine as well, Janine. So, where would you like to play now?
I think I'll go to drop zone four, please.
OK, load up drop zone four.
Stop.
There's one on
the
wall.
Oh.
No. And it's another two, Janine. It's not going to be enough, but it is another two across the tipping point. So let's add in another £100. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. And at the end of the round, Flo is still leading with £1,300. Dave has £1,100. I'm afraid that means, Janine, with £850, we have found your tipping point. You are, of course, going home with your tablet. Thanks for playing.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you.
So, Dave and Flo will be going head-to-head after the break for the right to play for our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a couple of minutes. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where just two players remain, Dave and Flo. In this round, you're each going to be asked three questions, alternately. On your question, you can choose to answer, or you can pass it to your opponent. If you give me a correct answer, put the counter into the machine. If you give me the wrong answer, your opponent puts the counter into the machine. Whoever has the most money at the end of this round will be playing for £10,000. They will be our winner. Flo, you are leading. So it's your choice. Would you like to keep control of the machine and take the first question?
I would like to keep control of the machine and I will certainly take the first question, please, Ben.
Great stuff, Flo. Here we go. First question for you. Dame Judi Dench won her only Oscar for Best Supporting Actress playing Elizabeth I in which 1998 film? You can pass this if you're not sure. Do you think Dave might know if you're not sure?
I'm looking at him, and do you know, he's a man of the world.
I dug out the pictures very much so.
Ah. But you could be bluffing me.
Would I?
Look
at this face. Would I lie to you?
I'm going to pass it to Dave.
Right then, Dave. Flo's put you in the chair.
Mm-hmm.
If you can give me the right answer to this question, then you steal the counter and you've got a great opportunity to try and catch Flo.
Elizabeth the First, Elizabeth the First. I'm trying to think of films around that sort of time. Let's think. I'm going to have to punt at something, I think. Shakespeare in Love.
Shakespeare in Love. What do you reckon, Flo?
Oh, I ain't got a clue, Ben. I really don't know.
OK. So, Dave, you've pulled Shakespeare in Love from somewhere.
I haven't got a clue where.
Let's find out. Is the answer Shakespeare in Love? He is right.
Blimey.
Dave, you get to put the counter into the machine. So, where are you going to go?
OK, I'm going to take on drop zone four, please.
OK, light up drop zone four for us, please. Four in your level here, Dave.
Oh, go left for
another plummet drop.
Can't believe they didn't go left.
That's going to fill that gap.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Nothing for that first
very
drop.
Very unlucky.
Terrible.
The good news is you keep control. Time for your first question.
The bluish-green substance known as verdigris is most commonly formed from a carbonate of which metal?
I've got a... No, have I?
You can pass this to Flo if you're not sure.
No. Do you know what? I'm going to pass.
That's jolly decent.
Sorry.
No problems.
Any ideas, Flo?
I'm going to say copper. I expect I'm incredibly wrong, but copper.
You're going with copper. What were you thinking, Dave?
Copper.
You were thinking copper as
well. I see rusty old... But I wasn't sure if it was too obvious.
Is the answer copper? Yes!
Ooh. Yeah.
Great shout, that, Flo. OK, here we go. Where are you going to put your counter in?
I would like to go drop zone four, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone four for us, please.
And I'd like it just about the middle, please. Oh, what a good one. Counting.
Oh, there you go.
Two have fallen for you. Off your pot, over you go. Yay!
Two more.
More. Come on.
Extend your lead. Yes. Well done, Flo. That's six across the tipping point, £300. Very nice. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. That puts you on £1,600. And you keep control. Time for your second question, Flo. Used by doctors to check heart activity, what does the C stand for in the medical procedure known as an ECG?
Right. Do you know this?
Do I look like a doctor?
I think you're bluffing me. I think I'm going to answer that.
OK, you're going to give it a go. OK, what does the C stand for?
Cardio.
So, Flo, you're saying cardio.
Mm.
Dave, what would you have said?
Cardiac.
You would have said cardiac.
Mm-hmm.
What does the C stand for in ECG? Electric. Let's find out. Have you got it right, Flo? Is the answer cardio?
Cardio.
Yes, it is! An electrocardiogram, as it stands for electrocardiogram. Flo, well done. Another counter for you. Where are you going to go?
I would like drop zone four again, please, Ben.
Line up drop zone four for us, please.
Need it just over to the left. Over. Oh, I don't know. That down. Could push that other
you
one.
You're right. You might be
that
right.
That might just it give it a little tickle. Nudge.
There
just
she
give
comes.
It. Oh, there she goes. And off she comes. Yay!
Oh,
yay!
Nice. It's a lovely cluster there. Five across the tipping point. Another £250. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. That puts you on £1,850. Dave, we come back to you for your second question. Clarice Clift is famous for designing which items?
I don't know.
Have you got any ideas?
If I do, I'm going to have a guess, so I think I'm going to take a chance at Flo doesn't know. I'm going to pass.
OK, Flo, have you ever heard of Clarice Clift?
Yes, she's famous for designing pottery.
Pottery. Ring any bells, Dave?
No, I was totally going down the fashion route.
OK. If you're right, Flo, you steal another counter. Does Clarice Clift design pottery? She does, Flo.
Never, not in a million years.
Though. Really? Where... She's really quite famous.
Yes.
Not in
great
my house.
Art deco designs. Right, now then, let's get another counter in the machine, Flo.
Right, I would like, again, drop zone four, because there's a big cluster there that's
there
about to drop.
On the left-hand side. Light up drop zone four, please.
Doesn't matter, it'll just push it over.
There
you go.
One there.
Is that going to push enough? No.
Another little
one. Oh, yes.
£50 there, Flo, across the tipping points. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank, Flo. That takes you up to £1,900. And Flo, you keep control. It's time for your third and final question.
Okay.
What part of a proboscis monkey is abnormally large and pendulous?
Ah!
Ah?
Don't look at me.
Do you think Dave knows?
I haven't got a clue what the
proboscis.
Proboscis. That monkey is.
I don't have a pendulum.
No. I'm going to answer it.
You're going to go for it anyway?
Yeah.
So what part of the proboscis monkey is abnormally large and pendulous?
The nose.
You've gone with the nose. Dave, you're nodding.
I know it. Yeah, I've seen them. Yeah.
You've seen them.
Yeah.
Let's find out, Flo. Is it the nose? It is indeed. Lovely stuff, Flo. So, another counter for you. Where are you going to go with this one?
Do you know I'm going to go to drop zone four?
Right up drop zone four.
A and hope it goes to the left.
Something left would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Oh, went round the houses.
That'll do. That should push that other one in. Yeah.
Silver.
Pushing over.
Oh, no. Nothing more to add just there, Flo. So you stay on £1,900. Dave, you've got one last chance.
Mm-hmm.
Your third and final question. Which regnal name has been shared by more monarchs of France than any other?
I'm going to play this only because I hear so many times of Louis the this, that and that, so I'm going to say Louis.
You've gone with Louis. Flo, what would you have said?
Louis.
You would have gone with Louis. Let's find out. Is the answer Louis? Yes. 18 of them, in fact, Dave. Absolutely
18?
Right.
And how many do I need?
16.
Oh, six. All right.
18 would be nice.
18 would be great.
Where are you going to go?
Drop zone 4, please.
OK, light up drop zone 4 for us, please. Left. There. Down.
It's a start.
Now then.
It's down.
Come on, baby.
Enough over.
Oh, you're having a giraffe.
No, oh, Dave.
Dave.
Oh, don't sound so sincere. Never mind.
Oh.
Dave, that is brutal, unfortunately. You put your last one in. It seemed like it was going in the right spot. But sadly, you found a bit of a gap and there was just too much work to be done, so we can't add anything else into your bank, which means, at the end of the round, Flo...
Well done, Flo.
..is today's winner. Well done, Flo, with £1,900. Dave, I'm afraid, with £1,100, that means we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thanks for inviting me along. It's been a great day.
Great stuff. So, Flo, goodness me.
I know, I'm so excited still.
You are our winner. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put our jackpot counter into the machine. It's a little bit bigger, Flo, but it's a whole lot better. If you can get it out again, you're going to go home with £10,000.
Oh, I know.
Can Flo master the machine by finding its £10,000 tipping point? We're going to find out after the break. Welcome back to the final part of Tipping Point. It is Flo who is our winner today.
Yeah.
She's managed to get herself £1,900. Very well done.
So excited.
You've done a great job, Flo, really fantastic. When you came along today, did you think you'd be here about to play the machine for £10,000?
No, not in my wildest dreams. But I'm just so excited, I cannot wait.
Now, look, you've got a whole load of grandkids, haven't you?
I have.
How many you got?
I've got 11 grandchildren.
11?
And 2 great-grandchildren.
Goodness me, what ages do they go from?
4 months is the youngest.
Just a little
one. That's Stanley. Up to my oldest one, David, who's 26.
Goodness me. So you've got a lot of grandkids with the 2 great-grandkids.
Yeah.
What do they think of Granny coming on to
Tipping Point? Oh, they think they're over the moon. Absolutely over the moon.
Do you think they'll be proud of you so far, Flo?
Yes, they will. They will be very proud of me.
And, of course, what they're all sitting there thinking is, well, if Granny Flo can get £1,900, that's not bad. She gets 10 grand.
Oh, yeah, they'd be going on holiday.
Is that what the plan is?
Yeah.
You'd like to take them all away somewhere?
No, they can go. It's about time I had a honeymoon.
OK, explain that to me.
We've been married 29 years. We've not had a honeymoon yet.
Why not?
He won't fly anywhere.
Right. You can go by boat or you can go by the train now.
Yeah, we can do. I like Cornwall. I'm not even bothered about going abroad.
It's
I love Cornwall.
Part of the
so I think if I pay for the others, fit towards them to go off, then me and him can go off.
So if you get that lot to disappear away somewhere, then you've got an excuse to disappear.
And we just go, just too lost.
That would be lovely. What's your husband's name?
John.
John?
Yeah.
Well, look, if we can get you enough money so you can send all the grandkids away.
Then go away.
And you and John can go off and have a lovely honeymoon. That would be really, really special.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed we can do that for you now, Flo.
Yeah.
Time to find out whether Flo's going to win our £10,000 jackpot. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put our jackpot counter into the machine.
Okay.
All you have to do, if you want to go home with £10,000, is get it out again.
Okay.
And here's how you're going to do it.
Right.
I'm going to show you 6 question categories. For each category, you can choose to play 1, 2, or 3 counters into the machine. The more counters you play for, the harder the question's going to be. But the more counters you win, the easier it should be to get our jackpot counter out. Don't forget, we do still have one double in the machine. It doesn't affect the jackpot counter, but it does still double anything that falls with it. It's worth keeping an eye on, because if you don't manage to claim the jackpot, you'll still win money for every other counter you get out during the same game.
Okay.
Of course, we really, really want you to leave with £10,000. First thing we need to do is release the jackpot counter into the machine. What do you reckon?
I am going to go with drop zone 4.
Light up drop zone 4, please. So, got it down.
It goes very, very quick, doesn't it?
It does fall fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, not many.
And two to get us started with as well. Four across the tipping point flow. Let's add in another £200. So we go up to £2,100. Jackpot counter nice and flat, mm-hmm. just in the middle of drop zone four. Little mystery counter there as well
yes.
on the bottom shelf. So maybe we could pick that up yeah. as we go. Let's have a look at your end game subjects. Hobbies, religion, art, sport, food and drink, and film. You can play them in any order you like, so when you're ready, if you'd like to give me your first subject and for how many counters?
Well, I don't like sport at all.
OK.
So I'm going to go sport.
Right.
But I'm still going to go for three counters.
OK, let's have a look at sport for three counters, please. In snooker, what term is used for a shot with lots of backspin on it? Hammer shot, drill shot, or screw shot?
Do you know, I am going to go with my feeling, and I'm going to go screw shot.
Screw shot?
Yeah.
Should we light it up?
Yes, please.
We're going to start with screw shot, please. Let's find out. You don't like sport?
Don't like it.
But let's see if it's going to come good. Is the answer screw shots? Yes,
ooh!
It is!
Oh, so excited.
Right, three counters here, Flo. Where would you like to start?
I'm going to go for drop zone four, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone four.
Oh, I don't mind. That's going to knock some of them over.
Boomerang drop when you can't
yeah,
control it.
Doesn't matter.
Come on now.
Ooh.
One down, two to go. Flo, drop zone four again.
Drop zone four again, please.
Light up, please.
Stay.
What do you reckon? A bit too.
No, that's a bit too far. It might push those others over, though.
Yes,
oh, nice.
It did give it a nice little shove, didn't it?
A little shove there.
Nothing for that one. OK, we've got one more to put in, Flo.
Yeah, drop zone four again, please, Ben.
Fire up, please.
I need you to go to the right this time.
Let it down.
Ooh, it's wobbling there. Did you see that
wobble? It is, yeah. Then? Yeah, it's got a right wobble on. Go on.
Yes. Yeah, go on.
Let's shift some of these.
Ooh, look at that.
Oh,
ooh,
and another one.
Another.
OK, that's the one just in front of the jackpot counter. We could pick up another few here.
Mm.
Oh, just edge them out. OK, that's four across the tipping point. £200 right there, up to £2,300. Let's have a look at the categories. Hobbies, religion, art, food and drink, or film?
I don't like art.
Right.
So we do art for three, please.
OK, it worked last time, didn't it?
Yeah.
We don't like art, so we'll have art for three counters, please. Which Spanish artist created the work popularly known as the Rokeby Venus? Goya, El Greco, Velázquez?
I don't think it's El Greco. And I've never heard of Velázquez. So I'm going to go with Goya.
Should we light Goya up?
Yes, please.
OK,
yeah,
I'm going to take Goya, please. The Rokeby Venus. Is the answer Goya?
No.
Velázquez. Either way, we don't like art, so it's gone.
It's gone.
We've still got plenty more to go, though.
Oh,
let's go back to them. Hobbies, religion, food and drink, and film.
Going to go to food and drink, I think, for three, please, Ben.
Three counters on food and drink this time, please. A Nebuchadnezzar is a bottle which contains how many standard bottles of wine? 10, 15, or 20? Have you ever heard of one?
Mm-hmm. Nebuchadnezzar. That's quite a big Nebuchadnezzar. I'm going to go 20.
20?
Yeah.
Should we light it up?
Yes, please.
OK, let's take 20. Should we see?
Yes, please.
Does it have 20 bottles in it?
Go green.
Yes!
Yes! Oh, that's a guess.
Right, three counters. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go for drop zone four, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone four. Get some movement on this here. Look at that. Little nudge. Little nudge.
That's fine.
OK, nothing for that one. Where now?
Drop zone four, please, Ben.
Fire up, please.
That'll do.
It's a too far right.
No, it might just nudge it over. Nudge it over.
Yeah. Rolled it a touch. Another one across the tipping point. Let's add that in at £2,350. Got one more to put in as well.
Drop zone four, please.
Fire up drop zone four, please.
Okay. Don't you dare rise.
Let's get that flat and let's shift
flat,
some of this.
Shift some of those.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
That's it, then push that question mark to me. To me.
Come on now. Here we go.
Go on. Push it. Oh! It's dangling on the edge.
Changed its mind, Flo.
It'll go next time.
So that's three more there, Flo. Another £150. Up to £2,500. A nice amount of money.
Lovely.
Let's go back to the categories. Hobbies, religion, and film.
Let's go religion. I'm not too keen on that either.
Okay. And for how many?
Three.
Religion for three counters, please. The Hijra was the migration of Muhammad and his followers to which city in the year 622?
Oh, I think I know this.
Mecca, Medina, or Mashhad?
Migration of Muhammad's followers to which city? It's got to be Mecca.
You feel confident about this one?
Ish. Could be Medina. No, I'm going to go with my gut feeling, Mecca.
Should we light it up?
Yes, please, yeah.
We're going to take Mecca, please. This is right. It's another three counters.
Oh, please be right.
Get is that. The answer Mecca?
Oh, it's Medina.
Yeah. They went from Mecca to Medina. Oh, Flo.
Oh, well.
You were torn between the two. Your gut was saying Mecca, yeah. Wasn't it? That's the one we know very well. OK, let's go back to the categories. Two left. Hobbies and film.
Let's go hobbies.
For how many?
For three, please.
Hobbies for three counters, please. In the UK, the pheasant shooting season starts in which month? August, September, October.
Do you know, I'm going to go... October. I'm not too sure. I'm going to go with October.
Any reason?
Because I don't like September.
OK, seems like a fair enough choice. We're going to light up October, please. The pheasant shooting season. Does it start in October? It is October.
My word.
OK, look, three counters here. Where would you like to start?
Drop zone four, Ben.
Light up drop zone four for us, please.
And just hopefully something will come over.
There you go, that's one there.
Oh, come on.
Can we get the mystery? Yes!
Yay!
Oh, ooh. Nice stuff. Seven across the tipping point there, Flo. Let's add in another £350. It's up to £2,850. And you've got the mystery counter. Yes. It is a narrow boat break courtesy of Black Prince Holidays.
Oh, lovely, thank you.
You could do that for your honeymoon.
We could, couldn't we?
So, two more to put in. Where now?
I'm going to go for drop zone four, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone four. Ooh, come on now.
Go on, push it.
Go give it now, a bit go
of...
right. Go on now.
Oh!
I thought it might give it a little nudge. Not this time. One more to go then, Flo.
OK.
Where are you going to go?
Drop zone four, please, Ben.
Fire up. Really clean, rapid drop, wasn't it?
That just shot out of there.
Anything? Nothing this time. Just filled that shelf again. OK, yeah. So £2,850. Jackpot counter stuck on that top shelf. One category to go now, Flo. Let's have a look. It is film.
For free, please.
Film question for three counters, please. Which American comedian wrote the screenplay for the 2004 film Mean Girls? Lena Dunham, Kristen Wiig or Tina Fey?
I haven't got a clue.
Have you heard of any of them?
No.
OK.
Do you know, I'm going to... Because I really don't know, I'm going to go for the middle one. Kristen Wiig.
Kristen Wiig?
Yeah.
Right down the middle?
Yeah.
Let's light it up, please. If you're right, three more counters here, Flo. Is the answer Kristen Wiig? Oh, it was Tina Fey.
Oh, hey-ho.
Okay, so look, we're out of questions.
Yeah.
We're out of categories.
Yeah.
You got yourself £2,850. At this stage, usually I offer a trade, Flo.
Yeah.
All the money you've got for three final counters put in the machine in the hope of leaving with our jackpot. Given how it's gone and just how stubborn that jackpot counter has been, I think I know what you're going to say.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to ask you anyway.
Yeah.
Would you like to take the trade or would you like to take the money?
Oh, I'm going to take the money. Thank you very, very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes.
Brilliant
Thank
stuff.
You.
Flo, you've been an absolute superstar.
Thank you.
Have you had a good day?
It's been brilliant, really brilliant. It's been great fun. And I'm sorry I get overexcited, it's just the way I am.
You don't ever say sorry for that. You've been an absolute pleasure to have with
us.
Thank
you so much.
So Flo leaves with £2,850. She's going off a little narrow boat break as well.
I know, I can't believe that. It's brilliant.
Flo, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you very, very much.
Our pleasure. So Flo leaves with £2,850. She's off on a little break as well. Join us next time when the fate of four more players will hang in the balance on Tipping Point. Goodbye.